Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Start! Vic Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness!
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Live inside of the Kia studios. For more info, visit atlkia.com. It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday!
Hello.
Hey, man, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. I tell you what, Mike, guys texting in. Some people are shocked, stunned that Steve Koonin said what he said on this program moments ago.
What? That we're not going to be competing for a championship next season?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I mean, at least the guy's keeping it 100 with you. I mean, he's being real. I mean,
keeping it 100.
Like that, 100.
100.
Or 1,000.
Or 1,000, no doubt. Hey, what did you expect? This is why we love Steve Koonin. And we know, we've said it, whether he says it, whether the Slink says it, Travis, whether Bud says it, he won't. It's a rebuild, and I'm okay with where we're going with this.
And as we said, guys, the Falcons are able to turn things around so quickly from the 2013-14 season because in the NFL, it's just easier. You know, these big monster contracts in the NBA, they just jam you up. And when you get guys out and you get nothing in return, that's what Schlenk found himself.
Or you sign old guys.
Yeah, or you sign old guys, you got to move off the book. So, I mean, that's part of it. So, I mean, at least he's being real about it. I'm not saying that the Braves are being disingenuous about things, but, I mean, 8.5 in the wild card, 9.5 in the division. You really think these guys are going to be buying pieces?
No.
We'd have to win 10 in a row for the Braves to do something before the trade deadline at the end of the month.
Well, they haven't put together a stretch this year. Where, and let's just say, for example, are you willing to bet that they'll sweep the D-backs, the Cubs, and then head to L.A. and take 3 or 4? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, if you went on a crazy run where the Magic 8-Ball, here we go. Arthur is asking the Magic 8-Ball. Now, again, Magic 8-Ball, since Carl threw it around like a bocce ball last summer, has not
Falcons
been as effective. What does Magic 8-Ball say about the Braves being buyers or trades? Will we be picking up talent? Will we make a run? What's the question we're asking the Magic 8-Ball, Arthur? It's got to be a yes or no. I guess the question would be, are the Braves going to make a run? And the Magic,
you don't have to tap it like that. Just it will happen. It'll just
shake
it.
You broke it.
Because you destroyed it.
Yeah, it doesn't work right. Magic 8-Ball, will the Braves make a run?
It takes this long?
Yeah, because you got to be able to read the thing.
It's broke, Carlton.
When you throw it against a wall, okay, you know,
make me out to be a loose cannon
I'm
in here.
I'm the one with these so-called anger issues?
Yes.
Not since seeing Dr. Bemis. I'm A-okay.
The answer from the ball... chances aren't good.
All right, so Magic 8-Ball, if you missed it, Magic 8-Ball says Georgia will win the East, echoing right. The sentiments of the SEC media stooges in Hoover, but says the Braves will not make a run the next 2.5 weeks here in July.
We'll talk more about the Braves coming up as they start their 3-game series against the D-backs, then the Cubs, and they go on an 11-game road trip, guys. Right now, though, it is time for the Falcon Report, Mike, brought to you by Domino's.
Domino's, guys, great deal, and it's only through Sunday, so get on this. They love you, and they're going to let you know how much they do. 50% off the menu price on all pizza. When you order on Domino's.com through the weekend, guys. But hurry up. You got to get it right. Any size, any toppings, any crust. And 50% off the menu price when you order on Domino's.com and click on that coupon on the screen.
You got to do it today, guys. We are 55 days away from the start of the NFL season.
We got more pictures from a couple of our buddies who are working on the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It looks unbelievable. And there was a few photos on AJC the other night. It looks great. Cannot wait.
Get me in the mood, Jarvis.
I'm Joe. He's Troy. Packers.
Actually, that's NBC. Screw that. That was NBC.
I was going to say.
I don't do an Al Michaels impression. Chris Collinsworth, everybody. Well, I'm the only guy that likes Collinsworth. But those are the guys that got the game.
Yeah, NBC. It's a Sunday night game, AT.
Well, go back. Start from the stop. By the way, I got it. Because they don't have the NBC. We'll do the Foxes. Week 1 of Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
Hit it again. We'll get it right.
I'm trying to get in the mood, folks.
I'm Joe. He's Troy. We're here in the Windy City. Hopefully my hair plugs will stay in place. Falcons, Super Bowl, 28-3. They're up and they blew it, Troy.
Okay, wait a minute. He's not going to start like that. That's not how he's going to come out.
You become Peyton Manning?
Going to start against a bunch of stiffs from Chicago. John Fox, semi-retired. They picked up Mitchell Trubisky. They got this Glennon nerd. Who's playing quarterback, Troy Aikman?
That's not how
I put 500
start.
On the Falcons. Think we're going to smoke the Bears here at Soldier Field.
I'm more curious to see if he had a weed brownie.
Remember this. I'm Tom Brenneman. I'm sitting on my dad's lap. And tonight, the Falcons take on the Bears.
Yeah, man, I told Jarvis, certain music gets you in the mood for football.
I'm Tom Brenneman, joined by Jay Cutler. Jay, what do you got there, a Marlboro? It's smoking Jay Cutler. The team that cast you aside. What do you think about today's game? screw the Bears. Thanks, Jay Cutler. This is what we might be hearing, Carl, in just 55 days.
Well, I hope so. That's more entertaining than I would make Jay Cutler out to be. I would love for him to be that guy, wouldn't you?
Well, remember, if you missed it yesterday, in case you missed it, Tony Romo said from his initial dry runs and taped broadcasts where they have him, like, calling it a make-believe game, they said you're too hypercritical. He's got to ease it back.
Which is hard for me to believe about
I can't imagine
Romo.
That from Romo. I would think that Cutler would be the guy that would be, like, the total, blank clown. But
I threw this guy before the game. He didn't catch anything. I mean, what is he saying?
And Romo's on CBS, so he's got the AFC. Cutler has Fox, I believe, right? So
yeah.
He'll have the NFC.
There you go.
Come on, this doesn't get you excited for
Sunday
football.
Sunday Night Football, the big Mercedes logo on $1.7 billion stadium unveiled tonight.
Open the roof.
Yeah, please open the roof. What are the odds on the roof being open again?
I can hear Al Michaels saying the crowning jewel, Arthur Blank's legacy, Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, he'll set it up perfectly.
And there's Matt Ryan. See Matt throwing a Julio, warming up on the sideline.
And then you know what happens, right? But they're facing Aaron Rodgers.
They're facing the Green Bay Packers, who, despite beating the NFC Championship, are 5-1 odds to win the Super Bowl this year.
It'll turn, and it'll become the Rodgers program.
No, Collinsworth does like us. He does like the Falcons. I mean, you know you're going to get a love fest on Aaron Rodgers. But, guys, cannot wait. I wish we'd come out, and I know we won't, but the black uniforms, the black jerseys with the black britches.
All right, now, see, you're trying to – let's just start slow.
That's everything. The animatomic bird.
You just want to go hard the first night. Let's just start slow. Let's ease into this thing.
I'm telling you guys, let's not be pussyfooting around this thing. Like, Super Bowl hangover. Let's come in here like Conan. Jarvis, you don't have to dump that. It's a phrase in common usage, for God's sake.
What do you say? I missed it.
What do you speak of?
What'd you say?
You know, I said pussyfooting around.
Oh, yeah, that's a common phrase, Jarvis.
I didn't hear you say it the first time. I can't even use a phrase. You know what? Go watch Family Guy, okay? They say things like 10 times worse than that, and that's on broadcast television.
What are you talking about, Michael?
I can't believe he's never heard that phrase. What was it?
Pussyfooting around.
That's no big deal, man.
What do I mean? What are you talking about?
You know what?
Okay. All right. Hey, man, you can chime in. 404-741-0929. It's Friday. Listen, we are counting down the days, and this is the kind of stuff that goes through Mike and I, our minds. When we start talking about the upcoming season, it's going to be better than expected. And what I mean by that is I'm not predicting the Falcons going to Super Bowl. I'm not starting to look ahead. But I will say this, Mike. Last night, as the Falcons were awarded, and our owner, Arthur Blank, who received the Lifetime Achievement Award, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, it was
Atlanta Sports Awards?
Yeah, Atlanta Sports Council giving out the awards. And Arthur Blank came out and, you know, said as much. Listen, this wasn't a one-year wonder. We are built for the long term, and he's told us as much. I believe it. All you got to do is look at the makeup of the personnel, look at our roster. You know, so there are a lot of positive things to believe in when you start talking about, well, what are the odds of the Falcons being good? Not just being good, winning the division, getting into the playoffs, and once you get into the dance, anything can happen. We saw that last year. So I totally agree with Arthur Blank in the sense that this thing is built the right way.
Adding Dontari Poe to the defensive line, Grady Jarrett. Poe, by the way, as we heard last week from Chuck Smith, he's lean and mean. He's keeping the weight off.
He's a three-down guy.
I totally agree with you on
that. He's a three-down guy.
And then Tack McKinley, we're looking for some swagger. Like I said, if the guy can match half of the things he says on the field, we're going to be okay. Sam Darnold from USC, of course, a guy projected to be maybe the first overall pick if he does what he's supposed to do at USC this season. They're doing the Pac-12 Media Days. Tack McKinley on his Twitter page says, can someone on the UCLA football D-line please knock him out? 11-18-17 when USC plays UCLA.
It's a great tweet. And if you don't follow Tack, you should. He's fun. He's unpredictable. You know, you might catch him dancing. You might catch one of these tweets. He's always putting stuff out there. I think the guy's having fun. I'm more interested, though, in how's the rehab? How is he feeling?
Right.
And we're going to find that out here pretty quickly because we want to see Tack McKinley on the field. But, you know, as far as this team goes, Mike, and we started the show today, we were talking a little bit about this and kind of the misnomer. We were talking about the national media, you know, whether it's Fox or NBC, whoever comes in here, everybody's going to be asking those questions about this team. And I think that's the one thing that I don't think a lot of people realize. The football guys who cover this thing on a daily basis like us, they do. But I think that the general folks who maybe saw us in the Super Bowl and then won't watch another game, Mike, until maybe the playoffs, don't realize how good this team could potentially be.
As we said, the national media is going to play their game, but if you're following this, there's a couple of guys who get it, like Pete Prisco, who writes for CBS, and you know, I even heard, so I didn't get a chance to hear it yet, but Mark Schlereth is working for Fox Radio now, and apparently he's high on the Falcons getting back to the NFC Championship, and maybe more than that. But again, you just got to protect Matt Ryan, the guard position we touched on yesterday, who's going to win that gig, and everything else should be, you know, knock wood, because you can never foresee an injury. You don't even want to think about one. But you've got all the pieces in place and a dynamic offense. I will put our offense over the Steelers because I know this. Not one of these guys that is a superstar on our team, unlike the Steelers, is one puff pass away from missing a season again.
Well, Martavius Bryant wants to have a man-to-man. What's that mean, by the way? He said he wants to have a man-to-man with Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger, in the offseason, said, look, the guy let us down last year. He's got to answer for it. And he's like, well, what's that about? Well, dude, you failed a drug test, dude. You fill out your second one. That's why you missed the season. And they could have used you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what are they? What is this, like, Big Hugh T.O. in the locker room? I mean, what's going on here? When you say man-to-man, what are you talking about?
And what do you mean by Big Hugh and T.O.?
Well, that was allegedly. Something happened in there.
No. A naked Terrell Owens got into a scrap with Hugh Douglas back in the day. Yeah, man. I mean, nothing.
Are you trying to get us in trouble here? Are you trying to go there?
Why are you muckraking? Because, you know, it's going to get back to Hugh that we're talking some smack.
Hugh actually has told the story numerous times.
Yeah. Now, by the way, Roethlisberger, it's kind of funny because about 5 or 6 years ago, who'd have thought that Roethlisberger would be the guy in the moral high ground in any situation because his life was a hot mess.
Yeah.
But Big Ben finally grew up and got it together.
Millersville.
And Tahoe. That's two.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He settled on that one. But in the case of Roethlisberger, he now is the leader, and he's only got about one or two good years left because the body's breaking down. Because he gets, you know, he holds on to the football. He's trying to make plays. How many times you see him? He's like a human operation game when you watch the Steelers on Sunday.
Yeah, I just, you know, he'll work that out. Whatever needs to be said will be said. But Martavius Bryant, don't get your feelings back. Okay,
yeah, you
smoked it.
Own it.
Yeah, you smoked it. Your quarterback called you out, and now you want to have a man-to-man. Champ says the Magic 8-Ball holds no weight. It's broken. LOL, Carl, buy a freaking new one.
All right, can we paint the picture for another Falcons game? Like, let's go back and fast forward down to Green Bay. Just bear with me, Carl, right? We're in the stadium. Place going nuts. Third and long. Aaron Rodgers drops back. Pow! Deion Jones, Debo, knocks Aaron Rodgers out. Crowd goes bananas.
I love it.
And we're all going nuts. And then Al Michaels goes, and Aaron Rodgers' head is now facing backwards. We'll be back.
I love it.
Football night in America.
Guy asked the question, Mike, what about Hageman? What about him?
Well, I mean, he's got to have to crack the starting lineup because they've just added a lot of depth around him. This is his final year in the contract.
That's not Rashid texting in, is it?
Well, if he is, Rashid, wait. You know, I mean, you're a second-round pick.
Can you imagine guys listening to, what about Hageman? And it's Hageman.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him. Hageman, what about Hageman? Sign Hageman. No, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, it's hard because he doesn't get all the touches over the last couple of years because they're rotating so many guys in the interior line. But I got to be honest, who would you rather see out there? Grady Jarrett and Poe or Hageman in the interior?
Oh, not even close. Poe and Grady Jarrett. Listen. If you don't even watch the Super Bowl, go watch the last, if you had access to this, the last 4 or 5 weeks of the NFL season, and then go watch the playoff games prior to the Super Bowl. Grady Jarrett, he really came on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jarvis, and I'll give Jarvis credit for this because he was saying this during the season, and we were both kind of like, or at least I was, all right, we'll see. He could take a jump this year and become one of those guys on a national level that people are talking about, Mike.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about Jared. Poe, he comes in with the rep. Everybody's wondering what happened in Kansas City. I think you're going to see the Dontari Poe that you saw early in his career, those first couple of years where he was playing like an all-pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.